continue to find ways to win, and they won this one 4-3. This is the happy recap for the Pigs' victory over Syracuse in 10 innings today, their second win in a row, and yet another series win for the Piggies. A fantastic day for them, but it sure didn't look like it was going to be for a good chunk of the game. In fact, in each of the first four innings, the Pigs had two runners on each of those innings, and only once were they able to get a run across, and they struggled to score. But then, in the ninth inning, they somehow woke up, figured it out, and then walked out with a win. And this is how we got there. And it started in the first, as it always does, usually in baseball at least, with the Pigs putting two on and one out after back-to-back walks. But they could not make A.J. Cole pay because Hoskins and Williams both got out following that. Eshelman, who was fantastic, went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. In the top of the second inning, the Pigs once again put two runners on after back-to-back singles with two outs, but Roman Quinn grounded out. In the bottom of the second inning, it was Clint Robinson who led off, and J.P. Crawford, well, from his backside, made a tremendous play.
Man, the offering is swung on and shot back through the middle. Crawford dives behind the bag from his keister, throws to first and gets the out. What a play! He was in shallow center field on the grass, couldn't get up after diving for the ball, so he literally threw it sitting on his backside, right on his rear.
A great play by J.P. Crawford, who had a fantastic day for the Iron Pigs, and Eshelman would get them 1-2-3 thanks to the great glove of Mr. J.P. Crawford. In the top of the third, the Pigs put their first two runners on, but Reese Hoskins, who had a tough day at the plate, grounded into a double play, and Nick Williams lined out. In the bottom of the third inning, the Chiefs would break the ice with a interesting run scored. Caleb Ramsey would hit a single. Irving Fellew would line out, and A.J. Cole would sack bunt him over. So, Ramsey's at second base with two outs, and it looked like for all the world that Eshelman and the Pigs were out of it. He got Rafael Batista to pop up, but the ball wasn't caught.
0-0 game, a runner on second, and Eshelman will check and deliver, and it swung on and popped up. Popped up right at second. Fighting, and Florman doesn't see it. It nearly hit him. He doesn't see it. It falls down at his feet, and a run scores. Oh, my goodness, on the infield on the grass, Florimon was underneath it, and then he just turned away. Just turned away, and it fell right at his feet, nearly hit him in the noggin.
And the ball falls in, and thus the first run of the game is scored. That's a tough luck run for the Pigs, no doubt, who had put two on each of the first three innings and were unable to score. And the Chiefs get a lucky break and are able to plate one. Adrian Sanchez would line out, and then we'd head to the top of the fourth inning. In the top of the fourth, the Pigs would have yet another opportunity to make something happen in this one. And it began when Taylor Featherston walked. Logan Moore would pop up. Pedro Florimon would strike out. But Tom Eshelman, who had a hit already in the bottom of the second, would come through with a single. Roman Quinn would walk, and that would bring the man of the hour, J.P. Crawford, to the plate.
All three lead. The 2-2 is swung on a slow ground ball. It's going to be a tough play towards first. Fielded wide of the bag by Robinson, who shovels over. Not in time! Not in time! Crawford able to leg it out as the throw is a little bit errant, and it pulled the pitcher covering off the bag, and Cole will await the ruling. But either way, the Pigs get a run, and here comes an argument.
It ended up being an error, so not an RBI hit for J.P. Crawford, but still, he had the run driving in play in that instance, and it leveled the game at 4-4 for the Pigs. They were unable to get anything else, however, in that inning when Cam Perkins would fly out next. In the bottom of the fourth inning, it was a quick 1-2-3 inning for Eshelman, as was the top of the fifth for A.J. Cole. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Chiefs would take the lead back. It began with an Andrew Stevenson single. He was able to take second base on an error. Caleb Ramsey's ground ball drove him, or moved him over to third, and then Irving Fellew drove him in.
Runner on third, one out in a 1-1 game. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled over the leap of Florimón, a base hit right field. Just over his leap, and if he's a foot back, he makes the catch. But instead, it's a go-ahead single for Falou. And at the time, it's an unearned run, and it's 2-1 Chiefs.
Some days just aren't your days, and for a while, it looked like this was not going to be the pig's day as they fell down 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. In the bottom of the sixth, after a Pedro Florimón walk in the top of the sixth went unused, Adrian Sanchez led off the bottom half of the inning with a home run.
Eshelman stays out there. He's had 63 pitches, and the pitch here to Sanchez is swung on and driven to left field and deep. Perkins is back. He's at the track. He's looking up, and that ball is gone. Adrian Sanchez, a line drive bomb over the left field wall, and it's now 3-1 Chiefs here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
That would be all for that inning, though. Down 3-1, Eshelman got Snyder, Robinson, and Solano all to get out. In the top of the seventh, the Pigs went 1-2-3. In the bottom of the seventh, Falou hit a two-out single, but nothing else was happening. Top of the eighth, the Pigs went 1-2-3. In the bottom of the eighth, Adrian Sanchez got a one-out walk, but Snyder and Robinson both popped up after him. So nothing else was doing, so that brings us to the top of the ninth inning, with the Pigs needing two runs to stay in this one. Well, it began with a Pedro Florimón single. The man who did not see the ball that led to the first run, making up for it with that big base hit in the top of the ninth. Hector Gomez would then line out, pinch hitting for Tom Eshelman, who went eight strong innings. But then Roman Quinn would single, and then J.P. Crawford came up with a big RBI hit.
Crawford's 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. Pitch is swung on, hit out center field, and that ball will drop in. It is a base hit. Now the runners had to hold up, so Florimón is going to come home to the plate, and he's safe, barely. He was nearly nailed on a strong throw by Bautista, scoring from third on a single. And it's now a 3-2 game with runners on the corners as Crawford comes through with an RBI single.
And then Cam Perkins would tie us up.
Runners off the corners. It'll be a 1-1 swung and drilled out center field. It is a game-tying base hit for Perkins. Quinn scores easily. Holding at second is Crawford. Three successive hits here in the ninth inning, and the Pigs have tied at 3-3 on Perkins' RBI single.
So the Pigs were back in it. It was now 3-3, and they never say die. Rhys Hoskins would ground out into a double play to end the inning, but in the bottom of the ninth, it would be Cesar Ramos getting them to go 1-2-3. He gave up a single to Stevenson, but induced Ramsey into a double play. And then leading off the top of the 10th inning, Nick Williams would give the Pigs the lead.
Deep, Ramsey back at the track. He leaps, forget about it, it's out of here. A go-ahead 10th inning bomb for Williams.
A huge home run for Nick Williams to give the Pigs a 4-3 lead. Never out of it, never down. The Pigs were back. 4-3, they had the lead after being just two outs away from losing it. And then in the bottom of the ninth, despite getting himself into a little bit of trouble, Pedro Beato shut the door.
10th inning, two on, two out, bottom 10. Beato checks second, he kicks and he fires. Hey, struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Los Certos Huelan. As Beato notches save number 13, and the Pigs fly behind a solo job in the 10th inning, a home run by Williams.
Pigs fly. They win it by a final score of 4-3, their second win in a row. And now 14 games over 500 and another series win. And we talked about it yesterday. The difference between good teams and bad teams. Syracuse 13-25, the Pigs 20-14. The Pigs find ways to win. And they found a way to win tonight. 3-1, top of the ninth. Having struggled all game long and looking like they were going to waste a fantastic effort from Tom Eshelman, the Pigs flipped the switch and put two runs on in the top of the ninth inning. And then in the top of the 10th inning, Nick Williams gave him the lead and Beato shut the door. And as Matt Provance often says, when it's a battle of the bullpens, I'll take the Pigs pen. Pigs, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Syracuse, 3 runs for 8 hits, excuse me, and 2 errors. The Piggies were 2 for 11 with runners on scoring position, 10 left on base. The Chiefs, 2 for 5 with runners in scoring position, 6 left on base. Eshelman was fantastic. 8 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, only 2 earned, walking 1 and striking out 4. He is now 2-0 as he did not get a decision today. Cesar Ramos gets the win, 3-1, an inning, a hit, and nothing else. Beato notches save number 13, an inning, a hit, and a strikeout to end the ballgame. A.J. Cole, who settled in and pitched pretty well after struggling the first couple innings, 5 2/3, 5 hits, a run, no earned, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts. Gabriel Arias got a hold, an inning and a third, 1 strikeout. Neil Kotz got a hold, an inning, 2 strikeouts. Rafael Martin got the blown save. It's his second of the year. An inning, 4 hits, 2 runs, all earned. And Cody Satterwhite gets saddled with the loss, an inning, a hit, a run, an earned one, thanks to the Nick Williams Knickerbopper. Time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes. In front of 4,124 out at NBT Bank Stadium in Syracuse, New York, where it was 63 degrees and sunny, with first pitch at 105. The Pigs do it again. They win it by a final score of 4-3, and the Piggies continue to do what they do best, and that is never die and never give up. They win another ball game. They are 14 games over 500, and they have now won 2 in a row.